This lovely Christmas hymn comes from a 2-CD set titled Lutheran Service Book Hymns and Services. We'll send you this resource of 26 hymns for any sized year-end donation to Issues Etc. You can contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and mail it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a tax-deductible online contribution at issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support at the end of 2012.
Time has come on this Friday afternoon, December the 6th. We're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If you've never played before, it's very, very simple. We have four soundbites. We play them for you. All you need to do is listen to them. Now, we pulled these soundbites from our audio over the last week of Issues Etc. We've been listening for it. Occasionally, we hear our guests say something that, actually, often we hear our guests say something that we find remarkable, that we think bears repeating. And so we make that an Issues Etc. soundbite candidate. But the responsibility for picking Issues Etc. soundbite of the week belongs to you, belongs to our listeners. You do that by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Tell us which soundbite you're voting for and why. 1-877-623-6943. You can also vote via email. We get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or you can leave your vote, and please include your city and state, at our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away, as usual, the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the brand new Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. That's all there in the LPR bundle package, and the listener with the best vote this Friday afternoon, December the 7th, will get it. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Jeremy Rohde. He was talking, we were actually reviewing one of his sermons. In the course of his sermon, he talked about the lasting message of good church architecture.
The wooden baptismal font cries out as well. Here, God washes away your sins and gives you new birth into his family. The wooden pulpit cries out, here in this place, our speech is different. Here, God preaches through the lips of a human being the wisdom of the cross. Here, God calls you to repent, and he speaks his forgiveness into your ears. The wooden altar also cries out. Here, the sacrifice is eaten. Here, the altar is also God's table. Here, the true manna from heaven is given. Here is the new and eternal Passover to which you are invited. Here is the fruit of the new tree of life. And when our generation has come and gone, when we are silent, glass and cloth, wood and stone will cry out to the next generation, this is what we have believed. This is he in whom we have put our trust. This is Christ, our Savior, and yours.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Pastor Jeremy Rohde, the lasting message of good church architecture. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943 or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. Why the right to life is, well, different.
The right to life is the most fundamental of all human rights because once a person is dead, there's no point in talking about any of the rest of them. So that makes this issue fundamental. The fact of the matter is that from the moment of conception, you've got a human being, and that human being deserves legal protection. Unfortunately, that doesn't exist in the United States at the present time, and this is just damnable. And if only the Christians in the United States would mobilize and do something about this, rather than having spaghetti suppers in the local two-seat-in-the-spirit predestinarian Baptist church, we'd all be better off.
All right, that's soundbite number two, quintessential Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Heath Curtis. We were talking about some church history, and he ended our conversation with his thoughts responding to, well, Lutheran hero worship.
I mean, Luther is almost an easy target because he wrote so much and his life is so well known. You know, Luther's not only the guy who wrote the Small Catechism, he's the guy who married Philip of Hesse to his second wife and told him that being married to two wives was okay and instigated a war that nearly, you know, that cost tens of thousands of lives. And you could do the same thing with any other theologian and any other great Christian personage in any era of the church, our own day included. In the Missouri Synod, just now we're getting to the generation where we can kind of have some honest biographies and critiques of what was happening in the Missouri Synod in the 70s in the Great Battle of the Bible, and how we're getting to where we can be honest about our heroes from that age that were probably not as heroic as, you know, we would have liked them to be. Well, guess what? That's the history of the church from St. Paul, you know, down to today.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Heath Curtis responding to Lutheran hero worship. Now, your vote decides which is going to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We got one more to play for you, and you can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, sending us an email right here in the studio. We get it live on this Friday afternoon. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or going to our Facebook fan page and voting there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number four, the last for your consideration, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on why we need Advent.
We are constantly being tempted during the time leading up to Christmas to get wrapped up in the kind of busyness of the day-to-day stuff of the holidays. There's a kind of a Mary and a Martha story happening with us. And Advent then puts us where Jesus says the good part is, sitting at his feet and listening to his word of kindness and love, his word of forgiveness and life. His word gives us life and joy. So that we, in Advent, we pause from all of the running around, and we sit at the feet of Jesus, and we hear him call us his children and his friends. And that is the great joy of Advent, and no Christian would ever want to lose that.
Soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, why we need Advent. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. It's time to vote. It's time to call, email, go to our Facebook fan page, or send us a tweet. Is it soundbite number one, Pastor Jeremy Rohde on the lasting message of church architecture? Soundbite number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on why the right to life is different? Soundbite number three, Pastor Heath Curtis on responding to Lutheran hero worship? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, why we need Advent? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Your vote's next.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as his baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of a Christmas and the Confession of Peter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of two of Todd's sermons.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. St. John Lutheran, Springfield, Pennsylvania. Zion Lutheran, Detroit, Michigan. St. Paul's Lutheran, Long Beach, California. All Saints Lutheran, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Redeemer Lutheran, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Shepherd of the Lake Lutheran, Garrison, Minnesota, Emmanuel Lutheran, Kansas City, Missouri, and Holy Cross Lutheran, St. Genevieve, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon. It's the 7th of December. It's time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at Issues ETC, or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and leave your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right there. Remember to include your city and state when you email us your vote or when you vote via Twitter or our Facebook fan page. We'd like to know where you're listening and where you're voting for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Is it going to be Pastor Jeremy Rohde, soundbite number one, the lasting message of church architecture? Soundbite number two, Dr. John Wark Montgomery on why the right to life is different. Soundbite number three, Pastor Heath Curtis responding to the Lutheran hero worship that we often find among us. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolf-Miller on why we need Advent. The listener with the best vote for soundbite of the week this week gets the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go first to St. Louis, where Rich is listening. Hi, Rich.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing well.
What's your vote?
My vote is for number four, the Advent, and why it's so important. It's important because we really need to have that time to reflect because we're so bombarded by the media and Christmas that I'm even, I teach at a college here in Illinois, and I'm reaching out to my students, letting them know that this is really Advent when they say Christmas to me. And I said, let's remember Jesus, let's remember that he's coming. So listening to your program and KFUO has really inspired me just to remember Advent and really why we're here to pass that word on about Jesus.
Rich, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. In Atlanta, Georgia, here's Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Pastor. I'd like to vote for Pastor Heath Curtis's soundbite number three on Lutheran hero worship. I am reminded of this passage from Hebrews 13, verse 7. It says, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." In verse 8, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." So he is always the hero we should worship, and it helps us to focus on other leaders in the faith when they spoke the word of God, remembering that they are fallible at the same time as they are forgiven and redeemed.
Very well put, Jan. Thanks for listening in Atlanta. As we often say, smartest listeners in radio, 1-877-623-6943. Send us your vote right here in the studio. Talk back at issuesetc.org or via Twitter at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Let's see. Dennis is listening in St. John's, Michigan. He says, blessings to you during this season of preparation. There can be no hero worship, architecture, or Advent without life, as Dr. Montgomery stated so clearly. For this reason alone, I must vote for life. Soundbite number 2 with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. That's a great reason, Dennis, and thanks for listening in Michigan. Mike is in Evansville, Indiana. He says, my vote goes to Dr. Montgomery for pithy and memorable stating of the life argument. Well, you can always count on Dr. Montgomery for pithy and memorable. I think that's probably going to be put on his tombstone, pithy and memorable. Thanks for listening in Indiana. Nathan in St. Cloud, Minnesota, votes for soundbite number 1, Pastor Jeremy Rohde, on the lasting message of good church architecture. He says, Pastor Rohde takes the church architecture back to Christ. What Christ has done for the church itself, the baptismal font, the word preached properly, forgiveness of your pastor in Christ's stead, Holy Communion. The church is Christ, and Christ is the church. The building will someday fall, but Christ will always be there. Nathan, thanks for listening up in Minnesota. 1-877-623-6943. Still plenty of times for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Sarah listens in Denver, Colorado. She says, clearly Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's soundbite is the winner. The fact that he's my pastor and that I'm listening currently to Table Talk Radio, that's his radio program, has nothing to do with it either. Advent is both timely and important right now. Sarah, thank you very much. As I say, your reasons are your own for voting for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Lucy in Evanston, Wyoming says, the right to life mobilizes and does something about this rather than having spaghetti dinners, etc. The clear statement that human life is the most fundamental right. The pondering that we are not mobilized, we simply sit back and complain about abortion for the most part and think that casting our votes on Election Day is sufficient. This discussion, if heard by enough people, would truly mobilize Christians. Best soundbite of the week because it propels those of us who are redeemed by the blood of Christ to move forward to save others for whom Christ died. You can go to prison for destroying the eggs of a bald eagle, but the federal government will pay for you to destroy your own fetus. Yet, what are we Christians doing about this? This is the most important soundbite because we need to be confronted with the listlessness and get moving, get active, get uncomfortable, and be Christ's voice here and now for those whom he created in the womb. That's a vote from Lucy in Evanston, Wyoming, and thanks for listening in Wyoming. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December is one of those arch books that you might well have grown up on. Actually, it's not a book that you grew up on because it's brand new, but the arch books many of us grew up on. They're set in poetic form, and that's often a really excellent way to tell the Bible stories to our children, especially our very young children. This one, the newest one, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, called O Holy Night, ends with these words: a promised night, a holy night, God's present to the earth, a birth announcement for a king, proclaimed our Savior's birth, an awesome night, a holy night. He came to set us free. He died upon the wooden cross, his death, our victory. That's the best way to end the story of Christmas when you tell it to your kids. You end not with the baby in the manger, but with the man on the cross, because that's what that's all about. And you'll find that in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, this newest of their arch books called O Holy Night. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House. They're only $2 a piece. Order as many as you need for your kids, grandkids, godchildren as well. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Kyle in Greensboro, North Carolina, has a vote for soundbite of the week. Pastor Curtis, he says, that would be soundbite number 3, gives us a realistic look at our fathers in the faith. We must always be on guard against the threats of idolatry and docetism, either thinking that because our heroes said great things, they must be perfect, or that because they were sinners, their words mean nothing. Great thoughts there, Kyle, and thanks for listening in North Carolina. In Alma, Michigan, Thomas is voting for soundbite number 2, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. The fact of the matter is that from the moment of conception, you've got a human being, and that human being deserves legal protection. Quoting Dr. Montgomery, he says, Thomas says in Michigan, yes, that is the fact of the matter. He's right, and we Christians need to do a better job of getting that fact out there to combat the false propaganda shamelessly put forth by pro-abortion people. which unfortunately shapes the thinking of many unknowing Americans. Let's do it, says Thomas in Alma, Michigan. And thanks for your vote and thanks for listening in Michigan. The winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week, soundbite number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, why the right to life is different.
The right to life is the most fundamental of all human rights because once a person is dead, there's no point in talking about any of the rest of them. So that makes this issue fundamental. The fact of the matter is that from the moment of conception, you've got a human being, and that human being deserves legal protection. Unfortunately, that doesn't exist in the United States at the present time, and this is just damnable. And if only the Christians in the United States would mobilize and do something about this, rather than having spaghetti suppers in the local two-seat-in-the-spirit predestinarian Baptist church, we'd all be better off.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, according to your votes. Soundbite number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, why the right to life is different. Kyle in Greensboro, North Carolina, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, you get the LPR bundle package this week. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible contribution this weekend. Put it on your to-do list for this weekend coming up. Now, for any size year-end donation, we're going to send you two CDs, one titled Lutheran Service Book, Hymns and Services, and another with a sermon that I've preached on the birth of Christ and a sermon that I've preached on the confession of St. Peter. You can make a financial gift by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. Send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org. Now, we've got 24 days left in the year, and we're currently $50,000 short of making budget. Our listeners have always stepped up every year since we've come back and helped us end every year in the black, and I'm sure that they will do the same this year. So thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of the year. There is no more basic right. This is the gift that God gives when he brings us into existence. We call it procreation for a reason. It's God's activity. And when he gives the gift of life, we are not in the position to take it. And especially among those who have been given the gift of life and still reside in the womb and need all of our protection, our laws ought to reflect that most fundamental rights of life. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.